You're listening to a podcast of the Annie and Ando Show.
Well, 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 it's time for Australia's favourite game show. That's right, it's time for
Paper, Scissors, Jock!
And as always, we're joined by our contestants, the fabulous Annie and Ando. Annie and Ando, come on down.
I'm here.
Oh, down, down, down.
Prizes are down.
Okay, this is how it works. Each Monday we turn up at the studio not having told each other what's going on downstairs. Downstairs could be the option of paper, which means we're wearing adult paper diapers. Scissors means we cut our jocks off and we're playing the no-undie Monday game. Or jock means we're wearing our regular undies. Annie Louie, would you like to go first today?
Sure. Am I guessing?
You guess.
Okay. Let me look at your bottoms.
My bottom?
Your bottoms, dear. Your knees are showing. You've got... Torn jeans.
Notice, I could have just turned around, but instead I decided to put my legs behind my ears and show you my bottom. That was quite tricky at this hour of the morning in the studio.
Pretzelando. I think you are...
Yes?
...wearing no undies.
You reckon I'm wearing no undies? I've got regular pink tradie jocks on.
Oh. I should have gone with my gut.
Pink tradies today.
Shame.
Shame? What's the shame about me wearing underpants?
Shame, I got it incorrect.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All right, my turn to guess for you, Annie Louie.
Yeah.
We've both got black jeans on today. You've got your T-shirt tucked in, very like Harry High pants.
I like it. These shirts are so long.
It's the look for late. Oh, actually, some of the European men are tucking in their T-shirts and pulling their pants up really high.
Boat shoes in the mix.
Get some mumbles going on.
What are mumbles?
Don't know that I can explain it on air, Annie, now that it's come out of my mouth.
Add it to the list.
It's just like when you get a front wedgie.
Oh, front wedgie.
When they're too high and parts of your body go either side of the leg.
You can't say camel toe?
Yeah, that's like mumbles.
What, mumbles? The mumbles. I've got the mumbles.
I can't believe we've got camel toe and mumbles out. All right, I'm avoiding the answer. Annie Louie, I think you have gone. You went no undies last Monday, didn't you? And you must be getting low on your adult diapers. I'm sure there's at least four instances where and it's a six-pack. I reckon you've gone regular undies.
You're wrong. I'm wearing no undies.
Again.
And I can't wait for winter to be over because I'm sick of my crotch being cold.
Oh, you can't say that. Your crotch being cold.
Yeah. I have to ride in every day. It's windy out there.
Really?
Ooh.
Is that why the T-shirt's tucked in? It's covering your bit.
Yeah, trying to give me some warmth.
You can play along. If you're in isolation at home today, you can decide yourself. Do you want to go paper, scissors or jocks? If you haven't got paper diapers, you could just grab some tissues and pop them down your pants.
Oh, yuck.
Or maybe grab a big serviette. Because you're hot.
We are heading into my kitchen now.
Sure are.
And I've been doing a fair bit of research for personal purposes, but it's going to interest you because I don't know if you own a wok.
Yes.
You do?
I sure do.
Describe your wok for me.
My wok is thin steel, not non-stick. It's probably got some... stained, but it's got some burn marks. It's clean, but once I wash it, I re-oil it every time before I throw it.
Does it have one handle, two handles?
Two.
Two. And do you prop it on
a round disc? The gas gets more hot and it goes on the wok burner on the cooktop.
I'm pretty impressed.
And the lid is really thin. I could crush... It's just thin metal with a timber handle that you just pop on if you want to sort of finish and steam your veg.
That sounds pretty accurate to the setup that my mum has, and I've been trying to emulate her. It's a real coming of age thing, I think, for a Chinese person to get their first wok.
Their first wok.
Yeah, and I'm really dissatisfied with all the non-stick pans in my house, so I've been looking online and I googled the science behind woks, and I think this is important information
to
share with you all. First of all, I think a non-stick wok is a contradiction.
Oh, you can't do non-stick wok.
With a Teflon coating. I think that is all kinds of wrong because a wok itself should be non-stick. The point is it gets coated in the oils of previous meals and gets that delicious smell and taste that I can't describe it because in Chinese it's called wok hei mei. And it is just
wok hei mei.
Yeah, that smell, that delicious,
burning
slightly burnt
spice.
And
yep.
Yeah, deliciousness. So you tried to help me out by giving me this word called fond.
Fond.
And that is what it's a French word, and that's the glaze that sticks to your dishes, and you can deglaze it, and that becomes part of your meal as a delicious flavouring.
And my thought was, I was reading this article around how most people when they're cooking think that when stuff sticks, it's bad. Oh, no, it's ruined. But that whole concept of stuff, meat or protein should be sticking to the bottom of your pan, even though you put a bit of butter
or butter and oil,
then it's the whole liquefied or deglazing, which is you pour in a splash of Cardinet and suddenly the most amazing flavours start to release from the bottom of the pan. So, yeah.
Yeah, I looked into it. There's three zones in a wok.
It's like Metrolink. You've got zone one, zone
yeah,
two,
sure.
and zone...
Metlink from back in the day. Let's head to zone one. That's where the flame has direct contact with the wok surface, known as the convection zone. So that's the hottest bit.
Yep.
And that's where you start off. Like, you always put in garlic and ginger in that. Any, like...
A bit of sesame oil?
Yeah, maybe, if you wanted to. Yeah, a little bit of that. So you get the flavours going, and then you add your vegetables or meat, all that stuff. Once you've got that, there's the condensation zone, where the temperature drops, and that's, like, the middle part where the food
up the sides.
Yeah, rises and falls, and it cooks and it rests in the steam. And then the final zone, zone three, the conduction zone, that's the top area where the food flies around.
Oh,
and you see people, you know, in like
tossing
tossing it. Yeah.
I remember when we were buying a cooktop, speaking of tossing, and Mr. Ando goes, oh, I really like the glass, the induction ones. And I said, I'm too much of a rough cook. I like to shake my pans.
What's an induction one?
Just a plain glass. It looks like a piece of glass. So there's no flame. It's electric. And it only works with certain type of saucepans. And they've got to be on the surface. And then you can take it off and put your hand on and it's not hot. It's magical. They look
lovely. I'm struggling to imagine it.
I'm going to have to show you a little clip. We'll go to a store. Look lovely in modern house. But I'm too... Like that whole tossing technique, you really can't do on a glass...
smash it.
That's right. You need the metal holders.
Yeah. And so I started thinking, where can I go to buy one? And online, it's only bringing up super fancy, like, department store stuff. And that everyone knows to get a genuine wok. You got to go crawl down a laneway somewhere in Chinatown. So I looked into a forum, and there are some people who have cottoned onto it. One person says, I swear by the one I picked up at an Asian supermarket down a laneway. Season it properly, keep it oiled. They're amazing. Wouldn't be seen dead with a crappy non-stick one.
Yeah, agreed.
Mm.
You know where I would try also? Victoria Street, Abbotsford. There's a couple of Asian grocers there. That's where I got my Tiger rice cooker.
Nice.
With the ugly apricot-coloured flowers.
Yeah, you'd be welcome in the Louis house anytime.
Oh, you know what it's time for, Annie Louis? It's where we tap into our producer, Judd. He fossicks around in our DMs and picks one listener DM for the week that we have to respond to. It's called Ask Annie and Ando Anything. Good morning, producer Judd.
Good morning, Ando. Actually, I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
You were talking about some weird... like piece of like old technology. Is it a roller?
Yeah,
a Rolodex. I'll send you
Is that like a? Is that like your iPhone contacts, but on paper or something?
Yeah, on cards in waterproof little plastic sleeves.
So like a little crank for it spins around.
Yeah. And people that do double sided business cards used to annoy me back then because you couldn't put one on the back.
But why didn't they just put it in their smartphones?
They didn't have smartphones, Judd.
I don't understand. What is this before smartphone time of which you speak?
This will require quite a few sessions of one-on-one mentoring to understand this.
After after the show at about 8:30, can you go out the front of your house? You're going to see two empty soup tins and a roll of string, and I'm going to teach you about old communication techniques.
Deal. Done. How are you guys feeling? Are you guys ready to answer some questions?
Yeah.
Well, one question.
Gagging for it.
Okay.
Looking forward to it. No, that's like excited. Looking forward to it, boss.
So this is another situation where someone would like to remain anonymous, maybe because there's a bit of family drama going on.
Oh, there's a lot of family drama
in the
right
household.
Now. Yep.
But we do know who it is because they've slid into our DMs.
Yeah,
I'm going to just go straight
after
this.
I'll send you the account.
Thanks.
hi, guys. Due to the world at the moment, I've moved back in with my parents and they're driving me crazy. Oh. My dad has become convinced that the moon landing was faked, despite all evidence saying the opposite. What do you guys think? Please don't tell me my favorite radio hosts think that too. I don't think my heart could take it. Love, Anonymous. Was the moon landing
fake? Was the moon landing fake? Is that what they really want our opinion on? Or is it
we've got listeners out there with bigger problems. No, sorry.
They're a bit behind on the conspiracy theories. A bit behind.
Ladies first. Annie Louie.
Was it fake?
Do you think it's fake?
When I was a kid, the Herald Sun, no free plug for them, could have said any anonymous newspaper, but they did a collection of, I think it was 12 magazines all about the moon landing, and they went into depth on every category, and there was a whole, I think there was a whole issue that was dedicated to was it real or was it fake, and after reading about the flag waving around, I became convinced that it must have been staged.
Annie Louise says it's fake. I think you've got to think about the investment of money and human time and hope that was put into it happening, that even if it didn't happen, it's a bit like some of that fake stuff that gets sprayed on Twitter by the president over there, isn't it? Like, so is this just, was it propaganda?
The old fake news.
Was it propaganda?
And was that bad?
Please don't tell me you guys are both conspiracy theorists.
No.
Please don't tell me that.
No, Annie did get a trailer load of tinned vegetables delivered to put in the bunker yesterday.
You can never have enough lentils, that's all I'm saying. I don't think it matters if it was real or fake. It did have an impact on society.
I mean, how do you deal with family members or someone you really love that is close to you that just won't let it go?
I think you've hit the head on the nail there. This is about family connection. This is about you disagreeing on something with your father that kindly has welcomed you back home because you're not coping in this world. And
yeah, stop putting up some moon landing memorabilia.
Yeah, why don't you actually get involved with him? Does it really matter who's right or wrong?
Get some tinfoil out.
Energise the man.
Yeah.
Actually, here's Annie Louie in her Tuesday cooking segment, Annie's Kitchen yesterday, was talking about woks. What you do is line your wok with tin foil. Put some tongs in the middle and make it look like a satellite dish.
I love that movie, The Dish. What a great movie.
Are you there, John?
The Dish is a great movie. One of the worst lies you've ever
Excuse me. I am offended.
She would have loved it.
One of the greatest Aussie exports.
So, yeah, I think actually get over the it doesn't matter is the answer. And it's actually more about the relationship with your parent and
just like vaccines and stuff doesn't really matter if it's true or not.
Did have a Skype a Zoom call with a friend
within anti-vaccine group.
No, my friend up in Sydney, her mum has heavily become involved in conspiracy theories via her new favourite thing is YouTube, and her strategy with her dad is to start changing the algorithm by plugging in lots of puppies, animals, just wholesome stuff. And this is what I was telling you to do with our Instagram account because it was getting too grubby. So it works. So if that doesn't work, maybe she could balance the internet usage with a few articles, just sneak them in about whether or not the moon landing was real.
So that every time Papa, let's say he's a modern Papa, he opens his iPad to read The Age or the Fin Review in the morning and all the articles about moon and space just suddenly happen to appear because she's been messing with his algorithm.
Yep.
That's mean. No, that's brain fry. This is about families coming together in times of need. I think they need to pull their socks or hosieries up. Or whatever they all tuck their crocs in. I think we know this person. I think this person might actually work for Joy. One of our bosses here has just moved back with her parents.
We'll quiz them on the moon landing next time we see them in the office.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much, Producer Judd.
Thank you.
And now we need to talk to our producer to play one of my favourite games, Annie Louie, the middle name game. Hello, Producer Judd.
Hello, host Ando and host Annie.
Hello.
Host.
Who's winning so far?
Annie, normally that you add a pleasantry before you jump into who's winning. Like, how are you, by the way,
Judd? No, because you were way too chirpy in the intro, so I thought Ando thinks he's winning.
No, it's I know the score.
What is it?
No, let's hear it from our producer. Judd?
I believe it's 2-2, isn't it?
Yes. Because I won last week. I won last week.
The deciding best of five.
That's right. And then,
is that how it's working now?
And he's going to change, the loser has to change their first name to Charmaine.
That's not bad. I know a friend named Charmaine.
Sorry, Charmaine. We are celebrating the Bogan today, and apologies. Actually, we can't say Bogan names. Sorry, Charmaine's out there.
Well, I don't have a middle name. I would consider that if I lost so badly that I would have to insert a middle name that the listeners choose.
Nah, because that's never said. Anyway, let's play the game, Judd.
So I've gone with a theme that's sort of the opposite of Bogans. We're talking hoity-toity rich people this week.
Oh, I like that.
These are very wealthy people, and we're going to guess their middle name. Are you ready?
Is sure. Gina Reinhardt on there?
She is not. No. Number one, Elon Musk. Weird name already. How much weirder could his middle name be? Oh. Is his middle name?
Yep.
A. Reeve. B. Steve. C. Jeeves. Or D. Eve.
Ask Jeeves. Remember that search engine?
I go Reeve.
I was going to go Reeve too. Lock it in.
Final answer, Reeve for both of you?
Correct. Mm.
It's correct. You're both correct.
Yay!
Elon Reeve Musk.
Oh,
what a strange guy.
Didn't he call their son like XYZ or XYK42 or something?
Yeah.
And then I think it was just a barcode. and he has something like $86 billion, something like that.
Wow.
Wow.
But the SpaceX, big hats off to him. He was the first private organisation to pick up contract with or deliver on the contract to NASA. So,
you and I would have done it too if we had the money.
Well, Boeing's got a contract as well, and they're a little bit behind, aren't they?
Mm. All right, let's not get political.
Number two.
Bill Gates. Remember him?
Oh, he's got a middle name like Rosemary or something. Bill Rosemary Gates. All right, give us the options.
Is it A, Henry, B, Benjamin, C, Gordon, or D, Windows XP?
Can I have them again, please?
A, Henry, B, Benjamin, C, Gordon, or D, Windows XP.
I think Henry, that's a very common rich people, royalty kind of name.
You know, he wasn't rich when he was born, though, right? Like, he made the money.
Yeah, but I think his parents had high ambitions for him.
Now, I'm just going to say it out loud to practice. Remember, and Annie, sorry, have you locked something in?
Yeah, I'm going to go with...
Benjamin, you said.
No, Henry.
Because he was born William, not
That's
Bill.
That's true.
William Henry Gates, William Benjamin Gates, William Gordon Gates. Gordon Gates. Gordon Gates. Gordon's out. Now, Henry. It's Henry or Benjamin. You've gone Henry, and I was going to go Henry.
Gosh, how long is this going to go for?
Lock in Benjamin for Ando.
Annie is correct. It was Henry.
Yes!
Oh, Annie.
So
I wanted to go that one.
This could blow it wide open.
Let's blow it wide open.
Annie could take the lead, take a decisive lead, and we might have to do a punishment for you. Ando, Jeff Bezos, he's the Amazon guy, richest man in the galaxy. What is his middle name? Is it A, Preston, B, Richmond, C, Clayton, D, Bentley, or E, Dandenong South?
I'm going with Clayton, Jeffrey Clayton Bezos.
What, Annie?
What was the first one?
Preston.
Preston. No, it's not
Richmond.
Preston. Jeffrey Richmond. I have to agree with Ando. I don't want to copy your answers.
We were changing this, that it was the first one in.
No, he didn't allow that last time I requested it because I was very hot on the buzzer last week.
All right, producer.
Clayton.
Jeff's middle name is Preston, unfortunately.
Oh.
Annie Louie wins it. You hate to see it, don't you, Ando?
If you could see my face.
He's seething.
I can't see my face because of my dreadlocks. Or not dreadlocks. What do you call
mullet.
It? Mullet. My mullet is blowing into my eyes.
To cover the tears of the losing party.
So we're going to have to start brainstorming something embarrassing for Ando to be doing. I mean, I thought the mullet
was clearly,
bad.
Clearly, up for anything.
I can't do a wee in the corner of the studio again. That's been done.
And no one asked you to. It was not part of any contest.
Why don't we make No Undie Monday like for all week and I free ball? That'd be great. That's not a challenge.
We'll think about it. Thanks
so much, Judd.
See ya.
You were just listening to a podcast from the Annie and Ando Show. You can find more on iTunes, the Android Store, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.